Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Seth Diamond, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Homeless Services. I'd like to switch this our focus to the folks who work with you and work for you. In an era of fiscal austerity, where revenue is going down, but the demand for critical services seems to be going up, how do you keep your staff's motivation alive and focused on delivering results?
Well, it can be very difficult, and especially when the problems that we're dealing with are enough to demoralize anybody. The human difficulties that the people we face deal with every day can be very difficult and emotional and hard to deal with as you're working through the issues and the challenges that you're facing. I think one of the keys on helping motivate people, the most important, as I said before, is communication and telling people that you understand what they're doing, that you know it's tremendously hard work, that you support them, and congratulating them when they do a good job and thanking them for doing their work. People want to feel appreciated. They deserve to feel appreciated. And I think oftentimes they are not, or they're not told enough. And so particularly when raises aren't coming frequently and most people feel that they're underpaid to begin with, that sense of appreciation that you understand that they have a very difficult job, that you're right there with them and supporting them can be really very important.
How is DHS balancing and maintaining client services but also being good fiscal stewards?
Well, we're always looking for opportunities that make sense to reduce our budget. And again, we're always trying to be conscious of the fiscal and the service impact. So one of the ways we do it is to look for alternative ways to deliver the same services. An example we talked about before is shared living, where maybe having families live together in an apartment as opposed to in separate units would give us the opportunity to reduce budgets without reducing services. There are certainly efficiencies that you have in combining different programs that might be in different parts of the agency that could be more effectively managed together as opposed to separately. So administrative efficiencies that come, you realize that unfortunately some services that were nice and that certainly helped but that are not critical, those kinds of services often have to be delivered. Technology has certainly helped. The fact that there's so much more information available and that work can be processed much more efficiently, that certainly helps with some of the efficiency. But that's not a huge cost saver, and often the technology just points out some of the service needs or the reasons why you have to do things differently. So certainly helping the technology is an important backbone of what we do. And it will ultimately help, I think, us deliver services more efficiently. But it's certainly you need substantial investment also.
Well, I'd like to transition to the future. What are some of the major opportunities and possible challenges you think you'll encounter in the future? And how will your agency, how will you seek to make your agency evolve to meet those opportunities?
Well, unfortunately, the era of reduced or diminished budgets is going to be with us for a while. Even as the economy improves and revenues continue to go up, I don't think we'll get to the point where we were 7 or 8 years ago where the budgets were far higher and being sustained at a much higher level. So we have to accept the reality that even if the economy improves, we're going to be in diminished resources for a while. And for us, that really is trying to look at how we can prevent people from coming into the homelessness system. The shelter is so expensive, $3,000 a month, that and families stay with us 9 or 10 months. So any family that comes in, it's $30,000, not everyone, but on average, of investment. So how do we do more to have our services available in the community, and how are we making sure that we're known in the community as a place where people can go not for shelter but for prevention? So that's very important. The other thing is to really use technology in the most effective way. We've just recently implemented a new computer system that really will be the backbone of everything we do and will give us unprecedented reach into the work that we're doing, that our not-for-profit agencies are doing, and really allow us to evaluate much more effectively the work that we're doing. We'll be able to share information with not-for-profits in a way that we were not able to do, and also hold not-for-profits accountable for reaching results. And I think that puts us in a position to be a much more efficient agency.
What advice would you give someone who's a caring citizen of New York in terms of helping those who find themselves in a homeless situation? And also, what advice would you give to someone who is thinking about a career in public service?
Well, on the first I know the natural reaction for a lot of people who encounter homelessness is to give money to people who are on the street. And that can be a very personal issue. I think that in general that's the wrong decision because it enables people to stay on the street, and I would prefer people not do that. A better way to assist people who are homeless or are having economic difficulties is to volunteer at one of the city's many not-for-profit agencies. One of the great things about New York that helps make it so strong and such a wonderful place to live is the diversity of not-for-profit agencies throughout the city. And no matter what area you're interested in, no matter what borough community you live in, there's a not-for-profit in your neighborhood that's providing services, and that would be the place to go if you really want to help. In terms of public service, I encourage people to go into public service, and I think particularly city government. You know, I think city government, if you look at sort of the range of government, the federal government, the state government, and the city government, I think city government sometimes is seen as the lowest echelon and not as respected. The federal government gets a lot of the prestige and the power and the coverage and is considered at some level to be at the top level. But it's really the city government where I have built my career where I think the issues are the most challenging because you're taking policies often written at a national level and not targeted, and you have to the intellectual challenges are more demanding. You have to take these policies and from an intellectual and management point of view, figure out how to make them work for real people, and you're much more connected with the results, both for good or for bad, than you are at any other level of government. So I really would like to see people who are interested and committed to public service to make a real commitment to come into municipal government or city government, depending on where you live, because I think there's a particular need for talented people who are willing to take the challenge.
Well, Seth, I want to thank you for coming back to the show. It's great to have you back. But more importantly, I'd like to thank you for your dedicated service to the folks of New York.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Seth Diamond, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Homeless Services. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.